Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Today, the Pella community is still grieving the loss of those killed yesterday inside of the Pella Walmart when a truck slammed through the front doors in a tragic accident. Last night, a vigil was held at First Christian Reformed Church to help those hurting through worship. On today's program, hear from those who spoke during a shared time of prayer.
God, I come to you tonight with a humble heart, God, and I just pray for everyone at Walmart and everyone in this public community, Father God, that you would walk alongside us during this trying time, God. I pray that our community would come together as one, God, that we would see the hurt and the lost and help of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the people that are okay, but Father God, I pray for the ones that were lost. Jesus, be with their family and touch their hearts in a very special way. Jesus, we just cry out to you and ask you to please be with the ones that were lost today. And God, just thank you for everything that you've done on the cross for us, God.
Dear Lord, please that all the people who were affected and who have suffered from this loss be guided by you.
Lord, we just pray for all the people who were in the store at the time, who just heard and felt what happened. We pray for the family of those who were injured, Lord. And we just pray you just surround them now with your tender love and compassion, Lord. And for all the people who are working at Walmart, just such trauma to have to face, and in the days ahead and going back. And we just pray that you just please provide your comfort with them, Lord, and your love and your care this way.
Dear Lord, you know that in one of my favorite poems, a man is confused when he sees only one set of footprints. During the worst and saddest times of his life, you explain to him that the reason he sees only one set of footprints is because that is the time that you are carrying him. Lord, I ask of you that you carry and you uphold everyone who needs our help tonight, whether it be fellow Walmart employees, the first responders who were so wonderful in their response, and the public that is here supporting us. In God's name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I want you to help the families go through this rough time, and I want you to be with all the people that have been affected in this accident. And I pray for all the citizens in Walmart and everybody and all the cashiers that they're all okay and yeah.
Lord, as I prayed before, as the store will go back to being a store, it won't be entered the same from those who work there and those who shop there. So Lord, I pray for your grace in that moment. And Lord, during the holidays especially, this is so bitter. But Lord, we recognize that in this holiday, this is when Jesus came. So Lord, as we go from here tonight, I pray that we will hear these words of Jesus, these words that he said, come. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. That will give you rest. And I pray, Lord, that we may receive that rest in the midst of the pain that only comes from you. We ask this together by your mercy. We ask this by your grace. We ask this for your glory. We pray it all in the name of Jesus. We all say together.
Praise God from praise him, all creatures, hear me, Lord.
Once again, those were just some of the sounds heard in a prayer vigil held in Pella for those impacted by yesterday's fatal crash at Walmart. That concludes today's Wrench Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.